Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the football field, Mariota just running it.
And here throwing it because he wants to close the game out. But instead, McCaffrey will take it into the end zone. He didn't necessarily have to seal it. But when you have that chance, you don't want to pass it up.
3-yard touchdown pass to Luke McCaffrey. The first of his NFL career. Noah Brown was out yesterday. An opportunity for him to get more snaps, to get a couple of targets. And Marcus Mariota found him three times on three targets, including the first touchdown catch of his career. During my post-game podcast last night, Luke McCaffrey jumped on with me from the locker room following the 41-24 win. This is what it sounded like. Luke McCaffrey, three catches, 56 yards, including that 43-yard touchdown pass from Marcus Mariota late in the game. You know, you have a lot of fans. A lot of people believe that Luke McCaffrey can do a lot more on this team as a part of this offense. I know you're modest because I've had you on the show before, but how did it feel to get into the end zone for the first time in your career?
Hey, that was awesome. That was a fun team win, kind of on all cylinders. So great to be out there.
You know, I know you have a sense of this, and I've already had you on my show, I think, once or twice, and I know how modest you are. But you did hear the Luke chants right there. You're a favorite of a lot of fans because they see a lot of potential in you. So what was your reaction to that?
It was a lot of fun. I was pretty excited. Sometimes when you're in the moment, you can't help but just be tunnel vision. But that's always exciting. It's so fun. I think we had such a great crowd. The community came out today, and it was a blast.
Tell me about the week before we got to today. When during the week did you have a pretty good sense? Did the offense have a pretty good sense that Marcus was going to be the starting quarterback?
I think we kind of prepare every week, just whatever we need. You know, Jaden wasn't practicing, so we were preparing with him, and I think he did such a good job this week, and the way that he led, the way that he kind of set the foundation for the week was pretty cool, and super super grateful for him, and I think the whole team just felt his energy.
You're talking about Marcus.
Yeah.
So tell me about his game today. I mean, it started quickly. There were big plays, chunk plays. He was tucking it and running it on some of those read options. Overall, you know, as you were in the game or out of the game, what did you think of Marcus Mariota's day?
Yeah, I think he left off exactly where he practiced this week. And I think he set the tone just the way that we, you know, approached every single day, every single practice this week. And I think it was cool to see that translate to the game. And I think from him personally, that was the biggest note, is it was kind of just clean the whole week. And then when that translates to the game, that's kind of how it's supposed to go.
Are there any differences between Marcus and Jaden when it comes to kind of personality and being in the huddle with them? They seem very similar.
Oh, they're very similar. They both bring great energy. They're both great teammates. They both kind of exude that love for the game that you look for.
The game plan doesn't change much at all, right, with Marcus in there instead of Jaden?
No, we have a great game plan. I mean, it changes week to week no matter what, but they're pretty similar skill set type players, so it's a lot of fun.
What did you guys, you know, kind of have on the board as the keys offensively going into the game?
I think this week the biggest thing that we had was just focus on the team. You know, I think DQ has a great quote that's the best part about our team is the team. And so just doing your job, doing one thing at a time, and then executing that and executing it at the highest level you possibly can. And I think it was fun to see that come out. I'm sure there'll be coaching points and things you can learn from, but for the most part, it's exciting when you can get that done.
You're back on kickoffs with Debo. You had a kickoff routine return today. It looked like there was a bit of an opening. You kind of stumbled a little bit. You've been pretty good on returns. What happened on that one? Because I thought, here we go again with another big return.
Yeah, that one should have been a big return. That was my fault. That's something that I'm going to want back in film when we go rewatch it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've done a really good job when you've had that opportunity. Talk about the big day for Jalen Lane with that 90-yard punt return. What have you guys kind of sensed that something big was coming from him?
Yeah, I think on the team side of things, we're always pretty intact. I think when you have a bunch of guys who kind of can fly around, and then you combine that with Debo and Jalen back there who are explosive playmakers, it's a good combination because you kind of get both sides of it. And I think we have that. I think we can continue to, continue to do what we're doing on special teams, and it's a lot of fun.
What's the addition of Debo Samuel meant to this offense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been awesome. I think as a fan, it's got to be fun to watch. But as a player, it's just exciting. You know, he's explosive. He's consistent. And so it's a lot of fun to be out there with him.
You know, Luke, I'll say it again. I think there are a lot of people out there that want to see you continue to get more chances, more opportunities, because they think you'll make them look good if you get those opportunities. How do you view sort of your overall involvement offensively in particular?
I don't know. I don't think that's my mentality at all. I think I love the game. I'm blessed to be out here every day. And I think every single opportunity I get, I'm just trying to do my job at the highest level possible. That's kind of where my mind is. I'm so grateful to just have an opportunity to be here. And so I think things will happen naturally if you just focus on your job and have fun doing it. And I think our team is so special. And I think you have a bunch of guys who have that mentality. And when you have that, the combination of it grows into a team, into a community, into a unit. And it's a lot of fun to be a part of that.
When Noah Brown isn't there, what is the offense missing?
I think Noah's such a good player. I think he brings a lot to the table. And it hurt to not have him out there today, but I'm excited for him to get healthy.
I know a lot of people are excited about your day. Congratulations on it, Luke. Keep it up. Can't wait for the next one. Appreciate you doing this.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Luke McCaffrey after the game yesterday. Good day for him. All right, when we come back, what a wild day in the NFL. Blocked kick day in the NFL. We'll go around the league. I'll also have a minute or two on what was really a signature win for Mike Locksley in his time at Maryland. Maryland went to Wisconsin and blew out the Badgers. They are 4-0. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. And you can watch us now on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button as well when you get there.
All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Here's what's happening. The Washington Commanders, they exit FedEx Field with the win over the Las Vegas Raiders, 41-24. Marcus Mariota with a solid performance, throwing for 200 yards and a touchdown. Plus, he ran in one more on top of it all. The injuries continue to pile up for Washington as Terry McLaurin left the game with a quad injury. Marshawn Lattimore left with a concussion, and Will Harris fractured his fibula and will be out for the foreseeable future, according to Ian Rappaport. Looking around the NFC East, the Eagles, they win on a blocked field goal as time expired over the Rams, 33-26. Cowboys, they get upset by the Chicago Bears, 31-14, and the Giants, another subpar performance from them, this time against the Kansas City Chiefs, 22-9, the final score. The Caps, they get a win in the preseason, their first one of the year, against the Boston Bruins by a score of 5-2. Sonny Milano with two goals and two assists in his first NHL action since November 4th. Hendrix Lapierre, Bogdan Triniev, and Ryan Chesley, all with tallies. Should be some fierce competition for those final few roster spots. The Nats, they play spoiler in a win over the Mets yesterday. Jacob Young, one of the greatest catches you'll ever see in the fifth inning. Plus, Mitchell Parker was called in for the final few innings of the game and earns the save, only giving up two hits and zero earned runs. Nats win 3-2. They will shift their focus back to the Atlanta Braves for one final series before taking on the Chicago White Sox to close out their season. Brad Lord expected to be on the bump versus Hurston Waldrop. First pitch at 7:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.